Hey guys, welcome to the podcast for Marsha. This is my very first podcast, and I'm going to talk about stepping outside of your comfort zone. So I don't know about you guys, but it's really difficult for me to step outside that comfort zone. So when I first started working a business online, that was the first thing I had to get over, was stepping outside of my comfort zone. I had some mentors that wanted to pour into me and tell me all the things of what to do and how to do it and where to go. And I decided I was going to do it my way. I was going to stay in my little box, and I wasn't going to go live, and I wasn't going to make all the posts. I really just wanted to sell my product. Anybody ever been there? Like, you just want to sell the product, get it over. Like, I've got all this inventory, I've got all this investment, like I need to go and sell, right? So after several months of doing that, I finally figured out that it wasn't working. Like, have y'all, can you relate to that? Like, it's totally just not working for you. And so I had to take a step back, and I went to my mentor, and I finally said, okay, I'm going to be coachable. What can I do? And they're like, well, I'm glad you came to me. Let me tell you some of the things, again, that you need to do. All right. So I was had my ears open this time. Now, listening and actually being coachable are two different, or hearing and listening are two different things. So now I was in the listening mode. I was able to be poured into by my mentor. So I'm like, great, what do you got for me? So the first thing was basically, in a nutshell, stop selling. Yep, that's what I said. Stop selling. The more you try and sell something, the more that it just is going to do a downward spiral. So they told me to quit telling about the product and start sharing my story. So I was like, okay, well, how is my story strong and powerful? I don't even know. But what I had to do is I had to jump outside of my comfort zone. Because what does that mean? That means I have to be real about myself. I have to tell my story. I have to say about, you know, how I was in prison and I went from prison to prosperity, and how I was addicted to meth and alcohol, and how I was overweight all of my life from childhood to adulthood. So, you know, sharing those things really makes you vulnerable, right? Vulnerable. That is something that people absolutely adore, is vulnerability. So in order to be vulnerable, I had to step outside of my comfort zone. Not only was I having to create posts that made me step outside of my comfort zone, but on top of that, I needed to push that live button. So I kept hearing people say, oh, just do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm like, uh-uh, I'm not going live. So of course, as you can imagine, my business did not grow very well at all. It was very slow. It's like, oh yeah, I made a sale. Yeah. Well, as it began to go on, and as I began to step outside my comfort zone, as I began to collect a following of people that I connected with, people that connected with my story, people that connected with my faith, people that connected with the person that I was. So you notice now I'm beginning to brand myself, not just a product, but who I am. So what am I doing when I'm doing that? I'm getting more confident in myself. I'm connecting with the people that I'm aligned with. And who do people buy from, right? People buy from people who they know, like, and trust. So because I chose to step outside that comfort zone, I began to collect a following. That following began to know, like, and trust me because I let them inside my life. I let them see exactly what it was that I was doing and how I was doing it. I also let them see my shortcomings, my failures, and the whole thing. So again, that took me outside of my comfort zone. So next things next, all right? I'm going live. I'm doing my post. Well, then it's like, follow the scripts. Scripts, but it's my friend. Y'all, if you have a 6-7-figure earner telling you, like, this is the way I got to 6-7 figures, just follow it. Like, how many of you have ended up in the friend zone? Like, you have to have a system. So I had my mentors that had amazing systems, and they're not just slimy kind of scripts. They're scripts that for someone like me, who's very yellow, who's very emotionally driven, who can get in the friend zone really, really quickly, it kept me on track. It kept me focused. So therefore, I began to follow the scripts. Now, as you can see, I needed to be coachable in order to get vulnerable, in order to get outside of my comfort zone, to get at the level of success that I wanted. Now in my life, not only am I on the top leaderboards, not only am I creating my first podcast, not only am I committed to writing my book, not only am I actively involved in growing my team and our community. Not only am I cultivating other winners on my team, but what I've done is I've accidentally earned a car on top of all of it. Like, I pay $1 a month for an Escalade. It is phenomenal. So what I just want to say to you is, if you never step outside of that comfort zone, it's very unlikely that you're going to see that progress that you want to have in your journey, whether it's business, personal, spiritual, physical. Like, recently I joined a gym, hired a trainer. Is that outside my comfort zone? Absolutely. So I just wanted to do this podcast really quick, get the first one out of the way, hit that button, stop with the excuses, and say, you know what? Just get uncomfortable. So I got uncomfortable coming and talking to you guys on my very first podcast. I hope that you will share this with everyone that you know. I'm so elated. And I just want to tell you, have an absolutely amazing evening. Get outside your comfort zone, and goodbye from Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Check back for more and subscribe, or whatever it is you call it. Bye, guys.